What an incredible time of worship we just had in praising our resurrected King. This morning is a day of celebration and also a day for a sad, hard announcement to give to the church. Many of you will know, if you've seen your emails in the last couple of days, what I'm about to announce. But on Wednesday night, UK time, after a two-year battle with cancer, our beloved Rick Murrell passed away and stepped into eternity with Jesus. Rick was a devoted husband, a cherished dad and granddad, a faith-filled leader and a beloved father in the faith to so many people far and wide. He will be deeply missed, but we know that his legacy is vast and his legacy will live on in the generations to come. And we're blessed today to have some of Rick's extended family here with us. And we would like to ask you all to surround Bev and Sky, Dan, Toby, Seth, and the rest of the family, extended family, in prayer at this difficult time. And we'd also like to request that you give them the space they need and the time they need to grieve.
In 1996, Rick and Bev travelled over from Australia to lead a small congregation in the north of Chelmsford called Bethel Chapel. And that church would soon become Christian Growth Centre Chelmsford. And from it, under their incredible leadership, churches were planted. Our church network, Christian Growth International, was birthed. And the rich legacy that we enjoy here in Skylark Church was forged. We know that so much of the kingdom heritage that we inhabit today is due to Rick's vision, his pioneering spirit, his great courage, his unstoppable faith, his outstanding leadership, and his immense sacrifice. He was one of God's finest. We're thankful, and we'll be forever thankful. For the incredible example he was to us, and for the way in which he consistently modelled a life of vibrant faith. That's why we felt it was so important to begin this morning with high praise, because we know that Rick absolutely loved high praise. He just loved that strong, powerful anthem to Jesus. Rick was an inspiration. He was a tireless servant in the body of Christ. And we know that for his family in particular, he will be so very, very missed.
Over the last few months, we've been talking about creating culture. And for those of you who don't know Rick and may have only been here for a couple of years, loads of the cultural things that we stand on today are because of the investment of Rick and Bev. The fact that I stand here in equal partnership in leadership with my wife over this church is because of Rick and Bev, and because Rick was unafraid. In fact, he was determined to release women to lead and to release women to become all that God had created them to be. We have a culture of speaking life. That is a message I heard so many times from Rick. He was the one who put that into us. He is the reason why when people come here, they think it feels different. It feels like a family who love each other and care for each other. Rick and Bev poured their lives into building that culture, and we now stand on it 21 years later. And Rick, we honour you and we thank you for your life.
One of the things that I'm so thankful for is that Rick was a risk taker, and he took a massive risk on us. I think I was 24 when he brought Pete and I into the leadership team, and it was a brave move to have a young couple, and honestly, there was nothing to commend us at that point. He saw something within us, and over years, he drew that out of us, and he gave us the room and the freedom to make mistakes, which we made a lot of. He gave us the freedom to grow and change. He released us to become all that we could be, and I know that there's still more to come. But we are so grateful for those days where he gave us opportunity and he made space for us and called out the potential within us. And the other thing that will be an overriding memory for me in terms of Rick and Bev's leadership is how much fun it was. Just in those early days when we joined the church, it was chaotic, it was crazy, but we were on this incredible faith adventure. And, you know, church, there are many more faith adventures to go. But Rick and Bev set the tone for us in this church as being ones who don't stay comfortable, but who step out onto the faith waters and trust God with every fibre of our being.
On a practical note, we know that many people are going to want to send messages of condolence and support. And we thought, because Bev loves words, she's a words person, that it would be really lovely if we could encourage you, even if you have already put something on Facebook, could you get a card? Could you write Bev a card, write to the family, and send it here to the church office, to CGI here at the church? We're going to collate a big parcel of letters and send it off to Bev so that it doesn't just become a Facebook page that scrolls away, but it's something that she can keep. We also have been in liaison with the rest of CGI to try to create memorial services and services of remembrance and celebration on the same day across the network. We can't do next Sunday because Seth is still in Australia, one of Bev's sons, and he wanted to be here. So we're going to, for the Sunday after, which is Sunday the 30th. We don't have the details yet, but on Sunday the 30th, we will be having a service to celebrate Rick's life.
We never wanted to make this announcement, but we can't help but feel that Easter Sunday is the most fitting and amazing day to celebrate Rick, and also to look at this through the lens of faith and eternity, and to know that our loss is heaven's gain, that today Rick is in eternity with his Saviour, and lifting his voice with the choirs of heaven. And so, church, as we continue on in a moment with our service, we want to encourage you to do the same, even through our grief and through our tears. We are a church who finds a song in every season, and we will continue to do that. We would love to make time to pray for Bev and the family today, and we're going to ask you to stand as we do that, please. Lord, this morning, we want to say thank you for the most incredible man. And Lord, for those of us who didn't know Rick, we inhabit his legacy nevertheless. And we are part of that story that you have been writing in and through his life and his leadership. And we honor you for that today. And we say thank you, Lord, for who he was, for the example that he showed us, for the way in which he loved extravagantly. He loved you and he loved others. And this morning, God, our hearts are going out to Bev, to the children and grandchildren, to all of the extended family. Lord, we can't imagine what they are walking through today. But Lord, we want to ask that you would strengthen them and uphold them. We want to ask that your presence would be so tangibly close as they walk through their grief. We want to ask, God, that you would meet with them in that place of questions and sorrow and difficulty. Lord, I know that they know absolutely 100% that Rick is with you today. May they take comfort and strength in that knowledge.
Lord, we thank you for the legacy that Rick has left here. And God, we thank you, as Nikki said, that we are assured of eternity. We thank you that Rick is with you and he's no longer suffering. And Lord, we rejoice in the fact that one day we will see him again. We look forward to that day. Lord, would you be our comfort and our peace? Would you be our strong tower? We run to you, Lord. Way beyond our needs, Lord, would you reach out and touch the needs of Rick's family? Thank you, Lord, that they love you, and more importantly, that you love them. Surround them with your love. Lord, we lift Bev up to you this morning. Lord, they celebrated their marriage from this platform so regularly, saying how many years they'd been married. And it was such a blessing to us to see that strong marriage run all the way to the finish line. Lord, would you be Bev's peace and comfort now? And Lord, we thank you that throughout this journey, her faith has not wavered. She is secure in you. You are the anchor of her life. And again, Lord, we rejoice that one day they will be reunited. Lord, I thank you for the hope that Easter brings. That when there was death and there was a grave and then there was silence, there was also resurrection and overcoming. Thank you, God, for this incredible day. Amen.